listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns Nation, you know that Ohio Business Machines always brings it to you very strong, always strong to the best of their capabilities. Ohio Business Machines, sharp copiers when it comes to you Browns fans. Their loyalty for the team is unconditional, so make your number one pick, the preferred document service provider of the Cleveland Browns. That's OBM. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers, Browns fans like you. They've got all the X's and O's. They truly are the head coach and staff for your office and putting together a sharp products playbook for your business. Give them a shout, 216-485-2000, or you can visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. We keep the energy rolling right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm, and look who's here with his skyline of Cleveland, the big league city. Orange and brown socks on today, Zagura. You've outdone yourself, man.
I got to give credit to my guy, Matt Wilhelm, here for hooking me up with the socks. What's the company?
Lineup Gear.
Lineup Gear. Check them out. They're good. They have Browns ones. They've got
a
Buckeyes.
I love the skyline of the city.
I got Browns. I got Cavs. I got Buckeyes.
That's why the Cavs did it for their floor, Reg. They saw me walking around on my ankles, and they're like, we got to get this going over here.
Beautiful. I see residuals for you.
I love it. I'll tell you what. I'm fired up. Heard you guys breaking everything down. I love that we got the callers. I'm just going to share one thing. I got to spend some time with Coach Pettine just now, and you can see that tonight on Sports Time Ohio with the Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, just like this show is driven by Liberty Ford.
That's right.
But he's confident, and he's certainly looking. I can tell you this, for the sake, he said, not only of himself, but for his parents as well, a nice, easy victory. He said, this one was a little bit tough on my mom and my dad. So yeah. He's feeling good and thinks they have a very strong plan. But there certainly is a confidence about him and this team that is very encouraging heading into this game against
the
Steelers.
That's a beautiful thing. So make sure you check out Nathan with Coach Pettine tonight, driven by Liberty Ford on the Mike Pettine Show. That's 7 o'clock, correct?
Yep,
on Sports Time Ohio.
Yes.
Then at 8 p.m., Browns Red Zone with Dustin Fox, Mary Kay Cabot, yours truly.
That's two hours.
We get into it all. So Sports Time Ohio is going to be all Browns
Nation. It's all
Nation
Browns
today,
tonight,
man.
Absolutely.
All Browns Nation tonight. All right, we laid everything out. Nathan said he heard it. The energy that you guys have provided. Let's get back at it before we hear from Jim O'Neill, the Browns defensive coordinator in prep for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's swing into Ashland and say hello to Don. Don, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Mike, Matt, Nate. How's everything going with you guys?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Special Steeler today. Week, baby.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, your last two calls are absolutely right. We need to come out and hit him in the mouth. That's exactly what we did when we played New Orleans. We had him back up against the ropes, and we didn't let off. We pulled off a win when nobody else thought we would. My two people, I believe, that need to step up, you know, in this game. I'm going to put it first on Ben Tate. I think he needs to definitely continue the trend of what he did last week, coming off the injury, playing great. He needs to put up some 6 points and holler at the dog pound when he does it. Mm. And then I think with Armani Bryant coming in and getting that taste of the quarterback last week too, I think he's going to be our X factor on our defensive line. If he can do what he was doing in the preseason and create some havoc in that backfield, I definitely think that'll help out the defense. What do you guys think?
I think you're correct, and I love the Ben Tate call as well. This is a guy who's carried the ball 19 or more times, 7 times in his career. He's been over 80 yards rushing in all 7 of them, averaging about 5 yards a carry or 100 yards a game when he's that bell cow. And you saw it against Tennessee. I think you're going to see it again this week against the Steelers. Now, Pittsburgh, going back to last year, they are now 2-8 when running backs run for more than 80 yards against them. 2-8 on the season. Now, of course, one of those two was us in week number one.
That's right.
So we do want to reverse that trend. But history says when you can physically take it to the Steelers team, you can beat them. You noted this is not the same Steelers defense. I'd agree with that. And the other key, getting to the quarterback. Jabal Sheard has really stepped that up in recent weeks. We know Kruger's doing it. And if you add that third guy, I think that guy is Armani Bryant. This is going to be a defense that's going to put Ben on his back.
Question for you guys. I think for me personally, Ben Tate and Le'Veon Bell, this is a battle for the best back in the AFC North in my eyes. guys, right? Because, you know, obviously no Ray Rice. Baltimore's kind of reeling. I think, you know, the Bengals really don't have a guy either. Mm-mm. So this is like the bell cow in Nathan's eyes.
No,
Le'Veon's their bell cow. Ben Tate is our bell cow. Yes, we have horses in our stable too. But I think these are, and I think that's a chip on Ben Tate's shoulder to go out and show that, hey, I'm a dominant running back in this division. And I can wear on you too.
Ben's all about that too.
He takes competition.
It's in the Browns room with the two rooks or anybody outside the room that wants to challenge Ben about who's the more complete running back, who's got the more cachet. Ben's not going to shy away from that.
Oh, he's not backing down from anybody, and we saw that back
because
in training
camp. Because he believes he is.
When he's trying to fight Phil Taylor and fight all the big fellas. Yeah, he believes he is, and I think you make a good point because Baltimore, their ground game, they're kind of hodgepodging, putting it together. Taliaferro and, of course, Justin Forsett's been good for them. In Cincinnati, I think they have two very talented backs in Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill, but nobody there is really that bell cow type guy.
That's what
Ben Tate can be, and I think you're right. This is a game where he wants to put him on notice. And don't forget this. This is Ben Tate's first game as a Brown in Cleveland.
That's right.
This is his home debut, he said, when I talked to him yesterday, he said, I can't wait to get out in front of the dog pound and show him what I can do.
I want to see him get in the end zone. I agree with that. I mean, I thought he was terrific on that that led to the touchdown pass to Jim Dre on that delayed draw, that inside draw. I mean, man, he shot through that hole, exploded to the second level, but, you know, got knocked off his pins inside the one. Needed him to take that to the house. But, yeah, I'm looking for, you know, what do we got here? We got 12 games left. I mean, you know, I'd like to see 6 to 8 TDs from Ben Tate here.
I think we will.
Because that's what I love. The Browns now, they don't have to throw the football on 2nd and 6 from the 8-yard line. They've shown now they can run the football in the end zone. We don't have to throw it all the time.
I like to see 1,000 yards and, I mean, a G and 10 touchdowns. I think
12 games?
He's that guy. He's that good.
He's that good. The line is that good. And I think it all starts up front with the best offensive line in the National Football League that the Browns do have. Let's go to Ryan. And again, I like to say it, my favorite city in this great nation
too.
Las Vegas.
Is that where the Miz is?
There we go. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, man, you guys are going to start making me do push-ups. I'm pumped up for this.
There we go.
Steeler week, baby.
Wow. this is fun. This is like something's in the air where you just are proud to be a Browns fan right now, and you really want to hurt Pittsburgh. I mean, obviously, I want to talk about just the Pittsburgh Steeler fans that are in Cleveland Browns Stadium. It's always 35%. And, Matt, obviously, you're listening. You know, as Ohio State fans, back in the 90s, there was a lot of Michigan fans. Slowly but surely, we started winning. We started turning that around and dominating Michigan. Therefore, we took back those Ohio-born people that were Michigan fans, and they gravitated to Ohio State fans. I want to take over Youngstown, and I want to take over those pukes that cheer for the Pittsburgh Steelers that live in Cleveland. I just want to get that back, and I swear to you, this game has that momentum, that tilt that could just gravitate more of a fan base. And again, there's nothing wrong with the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base. That's a great fan base. I strongly dislike them. But when you take over a Cleveland Browns stadium, a proud football town like we have, obviously I haven't been back to a Pittsburgh Steelers game at Cleveland Browns stadium maybe in 8 years living out here. But again, I just want so badly for this game to be won by us because this
– Me too.
You know, you guys –
Me three.
This game in particular against the Steelers – has not been felt probably since maybe 2002 when we played them three times and we lost all of them. Obviously, 1994, we lost all those three games with the playoff game. But again, this game in particular, do you guys agree that have you not felt this pumped up for a Pittsburgh Steelers Cleveland Browns game at home in a long time?
It's got all the ingredients. You should. I don't know why there would be any other way coming off a win like that with an opportunity to win at home, win in the division, and get above 500 and put them behind you at the same time. If you're not going to get, pretty much to another level for this, then what's it going to take?
That's right. And all that and a bag of chips. And the one thing that I look for is You beat these Steelers, you get the like lay your stake in the land and in the division. But then also too is you've beaten Pittsburgh and you're done with them until you see them next season. So you leave that bad taste in every, when you talk about fans, leave that taste in everybody's mouth, that bad taste that Cleveland took you to the whooping, you know, hit you with the whooping stick, no pun intended, in our own home, that we're taking our stake in this division and you've got to look out for us, and that 18-1 goes out the window. And again, we looked at 35% in First Energy Stadium to become 20% next year because you've got so many Browns fans looking forward to the season and this football game.
No question. And then speaking of that, I know that the Browns just hit a big mark. 62,000 season tickets sold. President Alex Shiner, owner Jimmy Haslam actually rang the bell as I was walking up here.
Yeah?
So a big accomplishment.
Sweet.
There's going to be fewer and fewer seats even
That's
available
awesome. Well
for
done.
Other teams. So well done to the Dog Pound. Well done to the great group over here under the direction of Mr. Haslam. Of course, Alex Shiner, the team president, and Brent Stelick for getting that done. They did a phenomenal job. But I love it. There's an excitement. There's an energy about this team. This is a big statement game and a big opportunity. And one guy who's going to play a big role in the Browns getting this victory on Sunday is defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill, and we'll hear from him when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.